Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building an Amen Break Groove, a dub siren, and a saturate chain with minimal CPU load. If you're into jungle, rolling drum and bass, or darker old school energy with a modern edge, this one's for you. We're going to keep it lean, musical, and seriously effective. The goal is not to drown the session in plugins. The goal is to make a small set of stock Ableton devices do the heavy lifting while the groove stays alive. In this lesson, think of the Amen Break like a lead instrument, not just a drum loop. That's a big mindset shift. The best jungle grooves feel intentional. The slice choices matter. The accents matter. The gaps matter. So instead of just looping the Amen and calling it done, we're going to shape it into something that breathes and pushes. Start by setting your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a great sweet spot for classic jungle and ENB energy. Then create three tracks, one for the Amen, one for the siren, and one for bass support. If you want to stay extra organized, group your drum elements later into a drum bus. Now let's get the Amen Break in place. You can keep this simple. Drag the Amen sample onto an audio track, then slice it to a new MIDI track, or drop it into Simpler and use Slice Mode. For a beginner, Simpler is a really nice choice because it stays light on CPU and lets you focus on the important hits. You do not need every tiny detail from the break. Pick the kick, the snare, some ghost notes, and a few head accents. That's enough to make the groove feel alive. When you program the pattern, keep the main snare on beats 2 and 4. Put a kick on beat 1, then add ghost snares and little offbeat details between the main hits. Leave some air in the pattern. That space is part of the rhythm. A lot of beginners overfill the break and wonder why it doesn't swing. In jungle, tension often comes from what you leave out. A good way to think about the pattern is this. The first bar establishes the motion, and the second bar answers it with a variation. Maybe you add a kick pickup before the downbeat, maybe you drop a hit out, maybe you place a little fill at the end of the phrase. Even a tiny change every two bars can make the loop feel much more musical. Now let's talk about groove. Don't make everything perfectly rigid unless that's the exact style you want. The Amen has character because it's a performance, not a grid. Quantize the main hits if you need to, but let some ghost notes sit a little loose. That tiny looseness gives the break life. If you want a little extra swing, try Ableton's Groove Pool with a subtle shuffle or MPC-style groove. Keep the groove amount moderate, around 20 to 40%, so it feels natural rather than exaggerated. Once the break is working, we shape it with a lightweight processing chain. A really solid stock chain is EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and utility. That's simple, effective, and friendly to your CPU. Start with EQ8. Clean up the very low rumble with a gentle high pass if needed, maybe around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels muddy, make a small cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the snare needs a little more bite, try a slight boost in the 2 to 5 kHz area. Keep it subtle. We're aiming for clarity and punch, not surgical overprocessing. Next comes saturator. This is where you can add weight and grit without destroying the sound. Try analog clip or soft sign, and add around 2 to 6 dB of drive. Use soft clip if you want a more controlled edge. The big idea here is controlled harmonics, not total distortion. If the break starts losing its snap, back off. Less processing often sounds bigger, especially when the sample already has attitude. Then you can add drum bus. Use it lightly. A little drive, a touch of crunch, and maybe a bit of transient attack if the break feels dull. Be careful with boom, because too much low-end emphasis can cloud the mix fast. This device is great for glue and character, but it's easy to overdo it. Finish with utility, so you can trim gain and keep your headroom under control. That matters more than people think. If you overload the chain, the groove loses punch and your mix starts fighting itself. Now let's build the dub siren. This is where the track gets that classic tension and rave energy. Keep it lightweight and simple. If you have operator, that's an excellent choice. Use a sine or triangle wave, keep the envelope short, and add a little pitch movement. You can automate the pitch by hand or use a slow wobble to mimic that classic siren sweep. You don't need a huge synth patch. A small, focused sound works best here. Try notes from a minor scale, like D sharp, F or G, and let the siren act like a callout rather than a constant melody. In dub and jungle, the siren should feel like a weapon. It should cut through, grab attention, and then get out of the way. For the siren effects chain, use auto filter, saturator, delay, reverb, and utility. Auto filter is huge here. A band pass or low pass filter with some cutoff movement can make the siren feel alive. Add a little resonance, but don't make it painfully sharp. Then use saturator to give it a bit of edge. A small amount of drive is usually enough. For delay, try a sync time like 1/8 or 3/16, with moderate feedback. Keep the delay filtered so it doesn't clutter the mix. That little delay tail can create a lot of movement without adding another track. Reverb should be short and dark, not huge and washy. You want atmosphere, not swamp water. If you can, keep the reverb on a shared send so you're not duplicating effects everywhere. A great arrangement trick is to use the siren sparingly. Bring it in for call and response moments with the break. Drop it on the end of a 4-bar phrase. Use it before a transition. That keeps it exciting. If the siren is playing all the time, it loses impact. Now let's add a simple bass layer. Don't overcomplicate this part. In a beginner DNB session, a clean sub or a restrained res is enough. Operator is perfect for sub bass. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and make sure it's tight. If you want a tiny bit of glide, keep it very subtle. The bass should support the groove, not fight the amen. For the bass chain, keep it simple. EQ8, saturator, utility. Use EQ8 to tame unnecessary highs. Add a little saturator to help the bass speak on smaller speakers. Then use utility to keep it centered and mono. That home lane matters. In a heavy mix, your sub lives in the center, your amen owns the mids and transients, and your siren sits up in the upper mids and resonant space. When each element has a lane, the mix reads clearly even with a small sound palette. Once your break is working, group the drum elements and glue them together. On the drum group, add glue compressor or compressor, and maybe a tiny bit of saturator. The compression should be subtle. You're not trying to flatten the break. You're just holding it together so it feels like one machine. A mild attack, an auto or moderate release, and just a couple dB of gain reduction is usually enough. Think glue, not punishment. Now let's talk CPU discipline, because that's a huge part of this lesson. Use stock devices first. Avoid stacking a bunch of heavy third-party plugins when Ableton's own devices can already get you very far. Freeze tracks once they sound right. Flatten if you're done editing. Use one shared reverb and one shared delay return instead of loading separate reverbs everywhere. And if a device isn't doing anything useful, disable it. Less really can be more. A really smart workflow is this. Amen on simpler or sliced audio. Siren on one synth plus one delay and one saturator, bass on one operator patch, and then shared return effects for reverb and delay. That's enough to build a proper jungle foundation without melting your session. Now think about arrangement. Don't just loop forever. Give each section a job. The intro establishes the mood. The build raises tension. The drop delivers the main groove. The breakdown gives you space. And the second drop brings variation. A simple rule that works really well is to change one thing every 4 bars. Maybe it's a different amen slice. Maybe it's a snare fill. Maybe it's a siren note. Maybe it's a bass dropout. Small changes keep the track moving. You can also create contrast by processing the same break differently in different sections. For example, one version can be cleaner and brighter, another can be darker and more saturated, and another can be filtered and narrow. That gives the arrangement more depth without adding new instruments. Another great trick is call and response. Let the amen hit a fill, then answer it with a siren stab. Let the delay tail spill into the next phrase. That creates a conversation between the elements. It feels composed, not just looped. And if you want a fake drop lift without adding more tracks, try this. Pull out the bass for a beat. Open the siren filter, and increase delay feedback slightly for 1 bar. That little moment of removal creates a huge sense of impact when the drop lands. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't oversaturate the amen, or you'll kill the snap. Don't make the siren too loud, or it'll take over the whole mix. Don't drown the track in reverb. Don't quantize every ghost hit so tightly that the break sounds robotic. And don't let the bass and kick fight in the same low frequency space. If the low end is messy, the track will feel weak even if it's loud. Here's a great 15-minute practice drill. Set the tempo to 172. Load an amen into simpler and slice it to MIDI. Program a 2-bar groove. Add saturator with about 4 dB of drive and soft clip-on. Add EQ8 and cut some mud around 300 Hz. Build a simple siren with operator. Add auto filter, delay, and saturator to the siren. Place a siren accent on bar 2. Beat 4. Group the drums and add a glue compressor. Then listen closely and ask, is the break too rigid, is the siren too loud, and is the low end clean? If you want to level up fast, make 2 versions of the same sketch, one cleaner and more rolling, one darker and rougher. That's one of the best ways to learn how processing changes the feel of the groove. So to recap, start with a strong amen groove, Keep the processing light but intentional, build the dub siren from a simple stock synth, use delay and filtering for movement, and keep your CPU under control by using stock tools, shared sends, and freezing tracks when needed. The real magic in jungle and drum and bass is tight groove, controlled grit, space, and repeatable energy. Keep it simple, keep it moving, and let the break do the talking. That's how you get heavyweight TNB energy without melting your computer.